Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey in your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Okay, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your zip code, ma'am?
495-07.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your year of birth?
80.
Okay, 1980?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else? Just for qualification purposes.
Female.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and then just what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern, like, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, as you may know, there will be elections for office like president and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote 50-50, or probably not vote?
I think definitely.
Definitely, okay. All right, ma'am, how do you plan on voting in upcoming 2024 general election? Would that be voting in person early before election day, or voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Probably in person.
Would that be early?
They already mailed out the voting thing. I don't know if they updated it since Kamala is in office, but I had the ones that said Biden name on there. I'm supposed to vote absentee, but the ballot, I don't know if the ballot is right.
Okay, because they changed it, right?
Right, I think they're going to change it or something.
Okay, but more likely it will be in person or on election day.
Probably, yeah, or something, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all, but you can choose any number.
5, I think, yeah.
5, okay. And please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president and Congress. State and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you may pick any number.
My motivation?
Yes, from 0 to 10. How's your motivation?
My motivation is 0.
0, okay. All right, ma'am. And now I would like to rate your how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that, you know, the people or groups, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, J.D. Vance.
I don't know him.
Oh, never heard. Okay, Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
10. Tim Walz.
10.
Barack Obama.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Mark Kelly.
I don't know who that is.
Donald Trump.
0.
And Josh Shapiro.
I don't know him.
You don't know Josh? Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? You can select three to be the most important to you, okay? Climate change in the environment, affordable quality housing, better transportation system, affordable quality health care, rising cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, public safety, including gun violence, abortion, access to good jobs, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights, immigration, or none of the above. You can choose three to be the most important to you.
How's that healthcare and...
Okay, affordable quality housing, affordable quality healthcare, and what else?
Education.
Okay, let me see. Public, you said education, right?
Yeah. Affordable education for everybody.
Okay. All right. Criminalization. Access to quality education. That's what it was. Okay. You got you. Okay. All right, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, a Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, or undecided?
Kamala.
Okay, Democrat Kamala Harris. All right, ma'am. Is it more... of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Donald Trump.
Against Donald Trump. All right, ma'am, as of today, Vice President Harris is still, you know, not official nominee for Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination of, you know, of the Democratic candidate for president of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Someone more motivated to vote, or not, makes no difference? Or someone less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
I'm just still unmotivated to vote.
So we'll make no difference?
No.
Okay, no different. All right, ma'am, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party are much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Make no difference.
Make no difference. All right, and do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
People like me, just in general people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, she's gonna do a good job.
So a lot of trust or just some trust?
A lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, okay? Somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her, okay? Governs with an iron fist. Would that really describe her, somewhat describes her a bit, or really does not describe her?
Really describe her.
Okay, represents the AAP community.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's a AAPI community. Don't know what it is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about is a tough on crime?
Yes.
Would that really describe her or just somewhat?
Yeah, really.
Okay, is a strong black woman.
Really?
Is someone young girls can look up to.
Really?
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I don't think that describes her.
Okay, so does not describe her?
It really does not.
Okay, is prepared to be president?
Yes, really prepared.
Okay, it fights for all of us.
Really fighting for all of us.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, someone more favorable, someone less, much less favorable, or makes no difference, okay? Kamala Harris was the first Attorney General in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras implicit bias training programs for police officers. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, Kamala is doubtingly referred to as Mamala by, you know, her niece and two stepchildren, for the loving or supportive presence she has been in their lives. Would that make you more or less favorable, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university, where she's become, you know, became a member of Alpha Kappa. Alpha Sorority Inc. and remains actively engaged, you know, in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. More or less likely, or no difference.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated.
Yes, sorority, incorporated.
Yeah.
Yes.
AKA.
Would that make more? Or makes no difference?
It don't make no difference.
Okay, Kamala forged, you know, her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to the, you know, and provide legal protections for these victims. Would that make you much more likely, or someone more, someone less, or much less, or makes no difference, in your opinion?
Much more.
Okay, in 2004, as a district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Would that make you more or less favorable, or more likely to vote for her?
I mean, it don't make no difference.
No difference. Okay, and the last one says, Kamala started a program called Back on Track. As a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders, you know, the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Would that make you more likely or less likely? Or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Make no difference. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And again, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
I remember, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate me that amount of power, you know, that you feel black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power, but you pick any number.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent third party, or undecided?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris, okay. All right, ma'am, and is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against
Donald Trump, okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interests of people like you, but a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot of trust. Okay, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by, you know, a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot of trust. Okay. All right, ma'am, in the last few questions, just for statistical purpose, I really thank you for your time. Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main sources of news? You can select up to 3, okay? That would be CNN, Facebook, Instagram, network news like ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, Twitter, TikTok, national newspapers, local newspapers, MSNBC, local TV news, Snapchat, family and friends, local radio, or other?
YouTube, other.
Okay, you use which one?
YouTube.
Okay, what about, network? Let me see. YouTube, family. Okay, so that'd be other, right? Because I don't have YouTube on here. What about CNN and Facebook, Instagram, ABC, CBS, or NBC, or Fox News, Twitter, TikTok?
No.
None of those.
No.
Other? So other, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, ma'am, and are you in a group chat, you know, for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up, you know, recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, or not often at all? Or do not use group chats?
I don't use group chats.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be independent, Democrat, or Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Okay, and for whom did you vote in a 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, Democrat. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Which one?
Bachelor's
degree, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay, divorce. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am, and last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
Probably about 70.
70,000?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time with this survey, okay? You have a great evening, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.